It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
This podcast begins a new series, Christ and Culture. Once upon a time, I was privileged to be with a keen group of people for a few days. We were a mixed group, including farmers and engineers, homemakers, college students and teachers, nurses and carpenters, even a coffee house barista. I was supposed to be the teacher. I hope that they learned as much from me as I learned from them. The topic was Christ and Culture, Living Faithfully and Relevantly. Now, from my perspective, Christ and culture is essentially about God and His relationship with His creation. This is a story of cosmic proportions and universal consequences. It is full of conflict with a wide range of characters, both good and evil, including you and me. As such, it is of profound importance to every human wherever they live, whenever they live, and however they live. Please understand that when I use story in this context, I don't mean fiction. If, for example, I asked you for your story, you would select and arrange various events from your life. That would be history, not fiction. Now, an introduction. Being a new series, it's intended to give you a better sense of what it means to live as a follower of Jesus in that place of wholesome tension between faithfulness to God and relevance to culture. Let me begin by introducing you to crucial characters in this story and some of the dynamics among them or between them. Crucial characters include the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It includes culture, and it also includes God's people, followers of Jesus. This raises several questions, including, do these crucial characters interact with each other, and if so, how? Who is God, or Jesus Christ, or the Holy Spirit? What is culture? Is culture good, bad, neutral, or some jumble of the three? What are the characteristics of your particular culture? What does it mean to be a human? What does it mean to be a human who's a follower of Jesus? Now, after that brief introduction, here's an outline. Followers of Jesus are called to be both faithful to God and relevant to their cultures. This is a place of tension, hopefully a healthy tension. How do we find this place of wholesome tension and live in it? Well, there's no simple answer, but we have all the resources we need and plenty of examples of how it is lived. Of the main themes or motifs running through the Bible, we'll focus mostly on creation, new creation motif. The creation and new creation stories are woven into the texts of the Bible in amazing ways. The approach I propose will first introduce the main participants, God, Christians, and culture. After we've had a better understanding of who these participants are, we'll then explore dynamic tensions between these participants. The dynamic tension between God and Christians, God and culture, and between Christians and culture. First, I'll give you an illustration or a diagram. Now, I'll have to describe this. The diagram is a limited illustration of these dynamic relationships, and it includes three circles or wheels, one on the upper left that represents the one true and living God revealed as Jesus Christ. The second circle or wheel is in the lower left, and it represents the corporate entity of the people of God, or it could represent an individual follower of Jesus, such as yourself. The third circle or wheel is to the lower right, and it represents culture, could be any culture. Now, imagine that each pair of wheels or circles is connected by a belt, sort of like two wheels of a machine connected by a conveyor belt or whatever. These belts represent the dynamic or tension between each pair of circles. So we have the relationship of God and Christians, the relationship of Christians to their culture, and the relationship of God with His culture, the culture you will live in. For the moment, we'll presume that God's position is fixed and unmovable, but the positions of the other two circles, Christians and culture, are in motion, changing constantly. So, for example, the culture of first century Athens, Greece, will be in a different place relative to God and His people than the culture of 21st century Vancouver, Canada. In other words, cultures move, change, and evolve. They're not static. we will survey each of these circles and their respective relationships. There are limitations to this diagram, of course. For instance, God's people don't live away from or outside culture. We're not separate wheels from culture. We do not inhabit some neutral vantage point where we observe our cultures. Followers of Jesus live in a culture, just like fish live in a body of water. We have to keep this in mind, even though the diagram I tried to describe portrays culture as separate and somewhat distant. Now, here's a question I'm often asked by Christians on this subject. I understand why I should be faithful to God, but why should I also be relevant to culture? How you answer this question is revealing. How you live out that answer is even more revealing. Here are some ways that people live out their answers. For example, many think that they are being faithful to God by disconnecting and withdrawing from culture. That disconnection usually, if not always, involves withdrawing from certain people and organizations. In that disconnection, these often well-meaning people cease to be faithful to God's mission, to His world. We see this, for example, in church communities that become like fortresses or holy huddles or religious clubs. In many ways, they seem to exist to serve themselves and are not engaged in God's mission to redeem His world. On the other hand, there are people at the other end of the spectrum, also well-meaning people and groups who conform to culture in ways that compromise their faithfulness to God, and they become echoes of the culture around them. There's no distinctiveness of them as the people of God. Some think they can fit in wherever they are, like chameleons. They take on the color of their surroundings, whether in a church community on Sundays, or a workplace on Mondays, or a party on Fridays. Some people are like those James refers to as double-minded or double-souled, James 1, verses 7 to 8. They have ceased being faithful to the one they call Lord. I conclude with a few questions for you to answer about yourself. Number 1. Do I intend to withdraw from culture, thinking that I am being faithful to God? Or do I tend to conform to culture, thinking that I am more relevant and helpful? 2. Am I a chameleon? Am I a different person when I'm with Christian church communities versus, say, my school friends or workmates or my family? Why do I change depending on what group I'm with? 3. Why should I care about being both faithful to God and relevant to culture? 4. Have you ever met a follower of Jesus who has been both faithful to God and relevant to culture? If so, what was it about that person's life or attitude that was so different from yours? Now, your answer to these questions will help you identify where you are presently and suggest a way forward. In the next podcast, I'll propose some absolutes, things that are common to every human, wherever they live, whenever they live, however they live.
You've been listening to John B. McDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. McDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.